The genuine country original. 101.9. Keep going.
No.
Keep going.
Okay.
I was like Eminem.
Okay, you start over.
The genuine country original.
101.9 KTWB.
Yeah. That's what better. The rappers do. They double up their voice or they have someone else sing with them.
Overdub.
Yeah.
No, double dub.
Oh, I don't know.
Two guys talking.
5:46. Good morning. It is the Chris and Doc Show.
Some clouds this morning. We're at 47 now. It's going to stay cloudy through mid-morning, but then some clearing skies and a high of 60 today.
It's Friday. Which I always think is when people, you know, it's Friday on their Facebook. TGIF, I can't believe it's not Friday. Is it Friday yet? Hey, it's Friday. Everybody rejoice.
Look, there are 7 days in a week.
Who cares? But today, for some reason, I feel it.
Really?
Yeah, I feel it. Yeah. I feel, I'm
glad.
Have
big plans for the weekend? Or?
Nothing. Nope.
Huh.
Clean. We got to clean, do some house cleaning. And by that, I mean I offered to take the kids to Sioux Falls to a movie or something.
So that the,
the lady in the house could. She said that was not a great idea.
Really? She didn't go for that? Mm. She didn't think that was
I said, well,
helpful?
You just wonder that when you're trying to clean and the kids are under your feet.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going, keep it down. I'm trying to sleep.
Or you clean the bathroom and then 2 seconds later you go in because somebody else has been in there?
Mm-hmm.
Not pointing the fingers at you or anything.
But. No, it happens. Hey. listen, you ever sleep on your arm wrong?
I usually sleep out of bed.
You know,
yes.
I slept on my leg wrong.
Okay, that I've never done.
I don't. I think I have either.
Were you standing up?
No.
Were you like a horse?
I can hardly walk. I did something to my leg overnight. I don't
pinch
know.
Pinch a nerve in your sleep? Or
maybe. I got out of bed this morning.
Maybe you're like my dog, who when he dreams, runs.
To run, yeah. No, my left leg is completely jacked up this morning.
Really?
God, I'm old. I'm just old and
it's
creaky.
One piece at a time. You're like a Johnny Cash tune.
Man, oh, man. Yeah, I don't know what I did. It's bad. And then they drove in, and I got out of the car, and I was like, oh!
Is it arthritis? Maybe. I don't know if you slept wrong, or you're just getting old,
I think
dude.
That might be it. Does arthritis just hit you one day?
Yeah, you just wake up, bam.
Oh, I have arthritis today.
Can't open a jar of pickles, and you can't walk.
Darn it. It's 5:48. Good morning. It is the Chris and Doc Show.
I want to win.
The genuine country original,
101.9 KTWB.
6:51.
Cloudy at 46 this morning. Should see sunshine later today. And a high of 60. Not quite as warm as the last couple of days, but I'm not complaining at all.
No.
60 is a solid, good temp.
Weekend's good, too, right? 65 and sunny tomorrow, something like that.
Yeah. Exactly.
We have some sound-alikes. Now, if you go to our website, there's some old ones that we've talked about, some songs that sound like other songs.
Mm-hmm. Some are eerily
and
close.
We've talked about how there's two different types. There's sound-alikes and then sound reminders.
Right. There's rip-offs.
Yeah.
And then there's, that reminds me of. Yeah. You can go to the Chris and Doc Show page on our website at ktwb.com for the full list. But now, Chris Carter has come up with some new sound-alikes.
We've had two come up in the last week or two.
Okay.
So I wanted to pass along. Let me get your
ones that you've
on
noticed or listeners have.
Ones that I've noticed.
Okay.
I want to get your opinion on them.
Okay.
And these are, I would say, sound reminders. They're not exact ripoffs like a couple on the website.
Keith Urban.
These are just a couple that remind me of.
Okay.
You tell me what you
think. I
think
I know what one of them's going to be.
One of them, here, should I do that one first?
Sure.
That was this one we talked about the other day a little bit.
Yep.
This is brand new Kelly Pickler.
Making me fall in love again.
That would be Hall & Oates.
Uh-huh. All right. That's...
Here, let's do this. Let's try this one more time.
What I want.
See what I did there? You see what I did?
Nice.
But it just reminds, it's a little different. The song then changes.
Reminiscent thereof.
Right. Now, this is one that has struck me in the last day or two.
Okay.
Let me see if I can get to it there. There we go. Here, listen to this one.
Oh, Little Big Town. Little White Church.
Big Town. Brand new one. It's called Little White Church. Does that remind you of any song?
Not right away.
Let me. Should I play you the mix I created?
Oh, do you have a mix now?
Yeah. Okay, ready? Here we go. Oh, that's not the
right
one.
That's impressive.
Okay, here. Shh, shut up.
All right.
2, 3.
Just reminiscent.
Right. Flavored.
These are the things I do. Some people
They are productive.
Go to college. They, I don't know, help people.
Volunteer at the hospital or
work
something.
Work hard. Not me.
Spend time with their families.
Nope. I sit there and go, what does that song remind me of?
Oh, then I gotta go find that song.
I gotta go get
put
it
them together. And
so there you go.
Do that again. It's just the beginning of that.
The whole thing? Or just the mix?
The mix. The
2, 3.
I like that.
I didn't have time to get this part up.
No, but it's like Little Big Town, the dance mix.
I didn't have time to get the beats mixed. So, well, there you go.
Well done, Chris Carter. Well done.
While you're at work today helping people, being productive, part of society, I'll be here doing stupid things like that.
The Chris and Doc Show on 101.9 KTWB.
The genuine country original.
101.9 KTWB.
It is 7:36. Good morning. It is the Chris and Doc Show.
Some clouds this morning, but we'll burn those off, get some sunshine for later today. We're at 46 now. High today of 60. Sunny tomorrow and 63.
Had a conversation in the hallway the other day with someone who's going through a moral dilemma, and I said, well, of course, I will take that, and we will talk about it on the radio.
Because that's what we do, opportunistic people that we are.
She got married years ago.
Okay.
And is still married. Everything's going hunky-dory.
Okay.
When she got married, they were young.
Right.
Not so well off, as you can imagine.
Financially, you mean?
Financially.
Okay.
Her fiancé, her husband, bought her a tiny little diamond ring and did the whole thing. And it's beautiful.
She lost it.
No.
Okay.
But now it's been years and they're doing rather well financially. It's, you know, they're very comfortable.
I know where this is going.
And she really wants a big old diamond ring.
Uh-huh.
But she feels bad because she likes the little diamond. It means a lot sentimentally to her. But
she wants a rock.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And so the question is,
when it came up, well, you could do this and you could, and she's like, no, I want a big old rock. I don't want to wear this little one anymore. I want a big one. So the question is what's the,
do you
upgrade? If you, when you got engaged, you weren't doing so well financially. So you bought a small diamond. Now you could afford a bigger one.
Right.
If you were to ask your wife to marry you now, you'd get her a bigger ring.
Sure. But you didn't. You asked her then.
Do you upgrade or do you keep the little ring?
Did she marry you for your money? Do you have a prenuptial agreement?
Oh, there you go.
Is your name Larry King?
336-1019. What do you do? Do you upgrade or do you just say, hey, this is it, man? The genuine country original.
101.9 KTWB.
All right, talking about engagement rings. When they got married, they couldn't afford a big engagement ring.
So they got what they could get at that time.
Now they could afford more. The question is, should she upgrade? Hi, KTWB, what do you think?
Well, number one, by the sound of it, I mean, she is way too materialistic. I mean, she should be happy with what she got because, I mean, it was the first thing that was given to her out of love. And if anybody needs to upgrade, maybe it's her husband needs to upgrade to something that ain't so picky or something like that. She should be happy with what she's got, man.
I listen to you guys every morning on my way to work. You make my day.
The Chris and Doc Show.
The genuine country original.
101.9 KTWB.
It is the Chris and Doc Show. Good morning, 7:49.
Clouds this morning in 46. Should be sunshine later today with a high of 60.
We have a dilemma on our hands. Well, we don't.
We don't.
But somebody does. The question is, when you get married, your financial situation, sometimes.
Could be one thing.
If you're a young couple, your financial situation might be tentative, tenuous at best.
That's a good word.
So you might go with a lower cost engagement ring.
Uh-huh.
2 months salary when you're 18. Ain't too big. So the question is, if you got married and your fiance got you a small diamond ring,
mm-hmm.
Should you upgrade as you become more financially comfortable, or should you just say, hey, this was a symbol of what it was at the time, we'll keep it
right.
That
this
way.
Is how I remember, this is the sentimental value of this, and cut it down even to more basic. When you got married, you didn't have any money,
mm-hmm.
So the ring you got was really cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's 20, 30, 40 years later. You're a little more financially set. It's a time to upgrade.
We work with someone, lady, who said, I want a bigger ring. 336-1019. Hi, KTWB. Do you think she should upgrade?
I think absolutely. My parents have been married for almost 60 years, and when they were married for their 25th, my dad bought her a big, huge diamond, and she made her old ring into a necklace.
Oh, nice.
That's a cool idea.
But now, see, here's the difference, though. It's her getting this instigated. It was her idea for the new ring.
It was my mom's, too.
Oh, was it? Oh,
okay.
Yep, she went to my dad, and she's like, okay, I want a bigger ring. So,
and being the smart man he is.
The Chris and Doc Show.
The genuine country original.
101.9 KTWB.
Talking about engagement rings. If you get married and you can't afford a big one, but then later in life you got a little money, should you upgrade? A lady we work with wants to upgrade her ring. 336-1019. Hi, KTWB. What do you think? Should she upgrade?
Yeah, I don't think she should because, you know, if she upgrades and the husband gives in and buys her a new ring, then she's going to become just like a little kid, and she's going to want more and more things. She's going to want a new car in a couple months. She's going to want a new house. She's going to want all this stuff, and it's just going to be a big chain reaction.
Next thing you know, she'll want a job and her own money.
Exactly.
Now, don't you start looking for trouble.
You're listening to Chris and Doc on the Genuine Country Original 101.9 KTWB.
8:03, good morning. It is the Chris and Doc Show. We'll take some more calls coming up in just a little bit. Stick around.
We've got a very heated debate now going on the question of rings.
And so far, it has been split exactly down the middle.
Yeah, totally.
The question is, there's a lady at work who wants to upgrade her diamond. And her, I get the sense her husband, or maybe she's torn about it.
Right.
I think she's torn about it.
She feels...
She got a small ring when they got married,
right,
which she loves, but she wants to upgrade her diamond.
Mm-hmm.
So she's torn as to whether she should just love the ring that has the sentimental meaning or
does she broach the subject, hey, we can do this now.
So, and it's been split exactly down the middle. Guys on one side, mm-hmm, girls on the other.
It also continues on our Facebook page at facebook.com/KTWBFM. There is one fairly concise answer on Facebook. When mama's happy, everyone is happy.
It's 8:04. We'll take some more calls in a little while. 101.9 KTWB. The genuine country original.
101.9 KTWB.
We have opened a can of worms with this one. Worms, that's a nice gift for your wife.
What I feel bad about, yes, yeah, that goes, is I feel like there's going to be a lot of discussion about this topic today between husbands and wives, even after the show.
This is a service we're doing. We're broaching that subject. Next Tuesday, if your kids are around 10, 11, we're going to have the birds and the bees talk on the air.
There you go.
Sit them down.
By the way, this hour of the Chris and Doc Show is brought to you by the law firm of...
336-1019. If you got a small ring when you were married and now you're a little more financially comfortable, do you think you should get a bigger ring? One of the ladies we works with wants to upgrade. 336-1019. Hi, KTWB. Do you think she should upgrade?
Certainly not. I think what she should do is quit her whining. And her husband could probably buy her a different diamond ring, you know, like an anniversary ring or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then tell her if she doesn't quit, he'll get his next wife a bigger engagement ring.
Just what I do ain't get no love.
The genuine country original.
101.9 KTWB.
818, good morning. It is the Chris and Doc Show.
Some clouds yet hanging around this morning. 46 is still where we sit. High today of 60, under clearing skies.
Solving marital strife for the past 40 minutes or causing marital strife for the past 40 minutes, depending on your situation. The question is...
Don't blame us. We're just the... instigator of conversation.
Lady we work with got a small diamond when she got married. Now she wants a bigger one.
Yep.
What do you think? Should she upgrade?
I think she should.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah. I mean, she should sit him down and say, okay, this was a symbol of our love, and our love has grown, so I need a bigger rock.
Ooh, yeah. Good spin to put on that.
Yeah, and then she can take the rock that she's got now, even though it's a little pebble, and put it in a new setting, go to, you know, someplace that designs jewelry. Not a problem.
All right, I got to ask the obvious question, the elephant in the room. She gets a new ring. What does he get?
New golf clubs.
The Chris and Doc Show.
The genuine country original.
101.9 KTWB.
All right, let's wrap it up here. We'll take one more call talking about the diamond ring. Should she get an upgrade? Hi, KTWB, what do you think?
Yes, she should. This is a no-brainer, Chris.
You're saying that as a husband, aren't you?
Yep, with experience.
If he ever wants to buy anything for himself, he better do it now and buy her a new ring.
Honey, I bought you a new ring. Oh, my God, where is it? In the boat.
You're listening to the Chris and Doc Show.